Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. It's Coach B here with the A-Team. Freddie, how are we today, man?
Pretty good. How's everyone doing?
I'm good. How are you, JL?
Doing great over here in this area, man. Had a little bit of sun today, so I'm feeling good.
Take you back, JL, 32 years. See if you can remember this. You and me and a bunch of cats, we went, I think it was old Memorial Stadium then, but Bob was with us. We went to a game. Oh, Bob had to do something at that game.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember what he had to do?
He wore that expensive Oreo hoodie.
Yes, sir. Well, hello. 32 years later, I go to a game.
How you had to do it?
Hold up. Went to the game Friday night. I had on my good long sleeve Nike thing. I was good. It got cool real quick up in that joint, you know? I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a hot dog, whatever. I'm walking around looking for something to buy. Now, my problem was they had something that was okay, but I had to get Nike. So I said, no, you got to go around to that other one over there. Just like when we was up at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And I had to buy two of them because she was just as chilly as I was. So we can't talk about Bob no more because in 2023, yep. I did the exact same thing and I was supposed to be smarter.
You did it times two, though.
I did it times two. And here's the thing, man. I mean, I got, you know, tons of MLB gear and, you know, jackets. You gave me a jacket for me, but I got a hoodie. I got all that. No, but I go up there like, oh, I'm good. Man, about 8 o'clock, that sun was gone. That breeze was coming off the Potomac. I'm like, whoo.
But the flowers, the cherry blossom.
Yes, this is the cherry blossom edition, which was good because that night they were wearing that playing against the Atlanta Braves. It was a great game, even though we lost. It was great seeing them. Look, that's a really good team. And we have cherry blossom edition gear here from Nike, but we never had the hoodie. Well, guess what? Now we do. And it's butter soft and it'll stay in the collection now. And we're not going to talk about how much it cost. What we are going to talk about today is the news that Damian Lillard has now, you know, been traded to Milwaukee. I just want to open it up since this just happened recently, and it's not that often we get to talk about something so hot off the wire. So I'm gonna start with you, Freddie. Can you give me a rundown of the trade? Who went where from where to where?
Dame Lillard goes from Portland to Milwaukee. Milwaukee sends Drew Holiday and Grayson Allen.
Allen, yeah. Grayson,
kid from Duke, to Portland. With,
yes. No. I thought Grayson ended up in playing with KD now. He's part of that three-way thing.
Oh, yeah, he went to Philly.
Yeah, he went to Phoenix.
No.
He went to Phoenix.
Yeah, he did.
No. Grayson. Hold on. Yeah. I'm sorry.
He went to Phoenix. The other guy, I think, went to Portland. Did Phoenix give anybody up in this thing?
They gave up DeAndre Ayton.
That's right. So he went to Portland.
So Portland sent out Dame, not Nasir Little, and Jerk. Whatever his name is.
Nurkic. Yeah.
Nurkic. He went to Phoenix, which I thought was a good move for him. I think he's actually better. You know, you're not going to stop Joker, but he's 7 foot 290. You know, Joker's not going to bang him around like 7 foot 250 Ayton. You know, Ayton got a fresh start in the situation. I think the biggest winner, I think everybody that was involved won in the deal.
But really tell me who wins most, in your opinion.
I think Phoenix wins the most.
Yeah, you saw the same trade, JR. You on board of those three teams? Who's your winner?
To me, I believe for the immediate future, I think Milwaukee's the winner. You know, I think that the Suns gave up a couple of, you know, maybes. You know what I mean? They gave up, who was it? They gave up how many? Four people?
No, I don't think they gave up four.
They gave up Grayson Allen.
No, Allen was in Milwaukee.
Man, looking at the Suns, I'm sorry. Well, I still think the Bucks gave up too much myself as far as future's concerned. But you don't know what the future lay. They could be bums.
I tell you, man, they still got Middleton, right? They still got, what's the twins' name, Freddie?
Brook Lopez.
Still got him.
Yeah, they got Brooks.
They got Portis.
Yes. I think, okay. Now, Freddie, you said Phoenix or Portland was your winner.
I would say Phoenix.
Yeah. I think Phoenix is too, because if you go back, and you'd have to go a ways back, remember our knock against them was they had no depth. They had, you know, you had that core group. Now, one of that core group is gone, you know, Ayton. So okay. That's an X factor for me. And to your point, JR, I'll put it in the form of a question. For me, I don't give Milwaukee the overall winner because I don't know if Lillard has ever been in a position where he's not the guy. Yeah. And in my opinion, this will not be his team. So
it's going to be the big man.
Do you see any issues? I think their pick and roll game, you can guard the pick and roll game totally different. But to me, it's Giannis's team, and it's early. I mean, we just got this information today. It's early for me to say whether or not he can be Robin.
Well, I understand what you're saying, because Giannis wants to be a big part of the game, which he should be. I mean, he's proved he can do it in the middle, somewhat outside.
And he's won at the highest level.
Yeah.
And you know,
I'm calling him immediate, though, only because I shouldn't really say that, because we got to see, even though they're playing together or whatever, so they still got to gel. And Phoenix, Milwaukee, I keep saying Phoenix to me. Milwaukee still got some more stuff to do, as I alluded to earlier today with the two brothers on the team, you know.
But you said that's your winner. You said they got more to do, but that's still your winner.
They're still my winner. I think they are, you know.
Okay.
Because Lillard's going to be an asset no matter what you say. And, you know, Giannis, I'm going to call him by his first name because I can't pronounce his last name. Giannis is going to get his. And if he stay healthy like always. So,
Freddie, you see any issues with those two gelling?
I don't, because one, Giannis is a very selfless player as well as Dame. And I think that they now know what they can be together. You get Giannis down low and let him establish position. There's no big man in the East that can handle him.
I actually, though, Freddie, I would bring him out to at least the free throw line, if not the high post, do a high screen and roll and see how you're going. You can't cheat that screen and roll anymore. Right. If you hedge high, Giannis, you got a lob. You know what I'm saying? If you go underneath, Dame comes off the wing side and he's knocking down buckets. JR, who's the biggest loser in this deal?
Oh, sheesh.
Freddie, know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, we probably thinking the same thing.
I think, I'm not being funny, but I still don't think Phoenix is going to do anything. You know, I know they got KD and all that, but he just doesn't draw.
What if I said the loser isn't one of those three teams? Mm-hmm. Think of it that way.
Yeah. The loser isn't one of those three teams.
Correct. I don't think the biggest loser was anybody involved in the trade.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just think about, I think we talked about before about one of KD not being able to get with somebody to be the guy, never wanting to be the guy. So that's why I said no matter what they get, if he's playing this, they're going to be the same. So,
all right, Freddie, who's the loser?
The Miami Heat.
Yes, sir. 100%. 100%.
The Miami Heat. And, you know, I just.
They let that get away.
I mean, got that.
I also understand that Pat Riley was basically playing chicken. I don't know what his final deal was, but I guess he thought, you know, that Portland would make that move, and the whole time Portland was making this other thing. So I agree 100% that Miami's the biggest loser. I also agree 100% that Holiday's not going to stay. He's going to end up somewhere, and he's an extremely valuable asset. He was a pivotal piece for Milwaukee, right? I don't know. We've talked about this before too, JR, where guys opting out or saying I'm not going to honor my contract and all that. That could be a whole different show. I just feel like if I was Portland, I would not have. Portland to me had to. Yeah. None of us thought Portland was the ultimate winner. Freddie said Portland's going to do good because they got a new young nucleus now and things like that, and he's right. But Portland to me gave up the most. Interesting news just came out. Just wanted to get that on the wire today. JR, I'm going to put a new segment in the show today, man, right? And it's basically this weekend. I'm going to say this weekend, and then you're going to tell me I'm watching what. I don't care what sport it is, but something this weekend has got your eye. So I'm going to start with you, JR. You know, this weekend, you're watching what?
Baseball.
Anything specific?
Yeah, there's a series between, I think it's Boston and the Orioles coming up. And that looks like it's going to be a good one because the Orioles are really not that far ahead. I think they're like maybe a game or two in the front. So that's going to be, I think it's going to be a pretty good race. I think they only got like four games left. It's, I think, at least three of them against Boston.
All right, fair enough. Freddie, this weekend, you watching what?
I'm watching USC in Colorado. See if Colorado will bounce back from that ass opening that they took.
That is this week. It wasn't on my list, but it might have to add it.
Yeah, I mean, they
coming off of Oregon and gotta play USC.
They got USC. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be watching.
All right. So this weekend, I got two things. In the NFL, I want to watch Buffalo and Miami. I'm curious about that game. I think we're gonna learn a lot right now. Freddie said something before the season started. You know, with the if Tua is healthy, he's healthy right now. I'm really interested to see what's going to come out of that. And to your point, JR, the other thing I'm watching with baseball, but I'm more interested in the final series that ends this weekend with the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers because they both have something at stake. Yeah. Milwaukee is leading right now, so they're the division leader there. So if they just hold pat, and if they win it, my guy, Ellie De La Cruz in Cincinnati, assuming they finish because they won yesterday, they move up. There's a lot of ripple effects that can happen in other places within MLB, but those are two things I'm most interested in watching. But then Freddie just gave me a third, so I do have something now for Saturday with Colorado and USC. That's what I'm doing this weekend. So before we check out, let me see if the guys got anything to say. I'll start with you, JR. You got anything to say today?
Nah, not really, man. I got to think of something good.
All right, fair enough. Freddie, how about you, man? You got something to say?
I'm probably going to try to watch some of the WNBA playoffs.
All right, fair enough. JR, you came back with one.
Yeah, man. I attended a football game last night for my grandson. I'm talking about he's 11 years old, right? The first thing I got to say is they've got to figure out something between the class groups of these kids playing. There was kids out there taller than the coach, bigger than the coach. And my grandson is like, you know, he's a hefty kid. You know, Russ.
Were they in the same grade or no?
No, but they play 6, 7, 8. So
the eighth grade. On the same team?
You're not talking about ages. You're talking about grade, right?
Yes. They go by the grades. They have the grades there. But I'm serious. There's a big difference between a sixth grader and an eighth grader.
Yeah.
And I understand. You know, people, you're playing football, you're going to get hit. But the muscles are different than a sixth grader and an eighth grader. You know, that's
so, so let me ask you this. What should it be in your opinion then?
In my opinion, they should make it some sort of way where the coaches of these schools understand that you get a player in, I don't care if you give them 2-3 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to have some sort of parity. Maybe say, okay, well, we got the sixth graders. We're going to put our seventh graders in. Okay, so they still got to – these guys still got to play up. But when you got to play way up, that's kind of no good.
Yeah, I had something to say. Hopefully the young fella enjoys the game of football.
Yeah.
You know, he's got good size. He can hold his own. You know, it's going to be a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? But I hope he enjoys the experience. It's a great – you know, I think it's – well, you know, I'm a big fan of all team sports, but I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned there, and I hope he has this is the beginning of a really good football journey for him, man. So that's all we got time for this week. We hope you guys have a good rest of the week and a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Hey.